Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez says St. Vincent and the Grenadines has paved the way for other countries who wish to become pro tempore president of the Community of Latin American and the Caribbean States, CELAC. Dr. Gonzalez made this statement while speaking on NBC Radio on Wednesday, where he reiterated that this country is the smallest to ever gain the CELAC presidency.
We're the smallest country ever to be the president pro tempore of CELAC, and the first English-speaking Caribbean country. Even some of our larger English-speaking countries had doubts as to whether we can do it. Just like they had doubts as to whether we can be on the Security Council. And now we have gone and paved the way. Every Tom, Dick, Harry, and Mary metaphorically want to go. And I welcome that from CELAC.
The Prime Minister said St. Vincent and the Grenadines has gained prestige since heading CELAC.
I can tell you, the approaches of governments to St. Vincent and Grenadines, since we've been on the Security Council, since we do CELAC, different than what it was before. Because when people talk to Brazil, to Lula, Lula says, yes, but you need to talk to Ralph on this. The invitations come in for us to do things. We can't fulfill all of the things as a result of this enhanced prestige. At the closure of the NAM in Uganda, the Non-Aligned Movement, I didn't ask to speak at the closing. But three persons spoke at the closing. Ralph, the Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, and the President of Uganda, the host. Mm-hmm. These are times when individuals are seeing the enlargement of St. Vincent and the Grenadines regionally and in the hemisphere and globally.
And Dr. Gonzalez said the CELAC summit to be held at the Sandals Resort St. Vincent on March 1st will bring even more benefits.
Could you imagine what that day would be like here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines on the 1st of March? Mm-hmm. It's incredible. And the prestige of St. Vincent is reflected in the monies which we can mobilize to help us. Now, this issue, there are a lot of spend which is going to take place in CELAC, for that CELAC meeting, but that's not what I'm talking about, the monies. There's some delegations which book a whole hotel, you know, and they're paying for that. There's certain obligations on us as the host. Yeah. But that pales into insignificance. As to what, if you want to just talk about narrow material benefits.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez. I'm Johnny P. Straker with today's CELAC Report.